My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, so we're beyond training camp. We're beyond preseason. All the off-season moves, they're done. Roster cuts, everything. Now we can go all in and make our official season-long predictions. I think we do it when the schedule comes out. Maybe we did it sometime in between. Mm-hmm. But this is the last one before the season starts. Do you have the book?
I do.
Now, you didn't go in officially the first time.
I did not. It's blank.
I think I had them at 8-9. Jason had them at 7-10.
EB has them at 9-8, also with the asterisk. If he had any balls, he picked them against the Bears and the Falcons, would be 11-6.
Yeah, that is true.
Maybe, so you got a qualifier.
Maybe he's grown a pair between here and now. I don't know. We'll see.
So are we going to go through it game by game?
Didn't we have a contest last year where we broke it down by quarters? Didn't we do that last year?
You probably did a pool, another page in your notebook.
I'm losing my mind. I thought we did that.
You're getting old as dirt.
I know. I thought we did like a contest where we gave points.
No, that was the schedule prediction.
We tried to come out with.
Oh, yeah. I think I won that one. That was a weird one.
You're right. Sure. We should do another contest based on our predictions for the it's too late now.
We have to have contests for everything. Can't we just friggin'. I mean, everything's a
because
effing contest.
This is boring just to pick them. All right, let's have some incentive.
The incentive is being right. You know that. That's more valuable than
money. I
don't
want some cash at the end of the day.
It is true.
He needs money on the line for everything.
Yeah.
He is probably one of those guys who's bet on the direction of a raindrop.
He's a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
It's what drives him.
All right, it's fine.
It's his thing.
He's a DJ.
Look how disappointed he is.
He's a sicko.
Sicko.
All right.
Hey, I mean, I'd be up for a couple dollars.
Our own minds.
Huh?
What? I mean, I'm up for a couple dollars. If Jason wants to do another weird pool
with every four games,
whoever's the most accurate.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, and then you get points for each quarter. I don't know.
You want another thing you're going to have to do math on every day? Like,
that's his life.
It's not that difficult. I mean,
it's just another thing you got to do.
It occupies his time. He's an empty nester.
All right.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's kind of depressing.
I get it.
You're probably having a lot of day sex over there.
Yeah, a lot. Tons. All right. So here we go. We're just going to pick each game each week.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Week one.
Hold on. Let me pull the schedule up.
I've got them losing the opener in Tampa. Dan Quinn takes an L.
Why?
I just feel like they're going to have a hard time.
Why do you have him
Mike
winning?
Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Why do you have him winning?
I want to hear him.
It's okay.
I like Tampa's offense. I hate the Commanders' secondary. I think it's a huge mismatch.
Yeah.
And I think Mike Evans has a big day.
You don't think we'll be able to respond?
There'll be responses, but I think ultimately,
like you have
Commanders
Jaden,
fall to the Bucs.
You have Jaden like throwing for 2 touchdowns, rushing for 60 yards. Like you have him like balling.
So you have still, it as an
still,
over.
He could still do
I
that.
I have it as an over. For
he could
sure.
still do that. And they could lose 28-24.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right.
That'd be a great game.
All right. I also have him as an L.
Yeah.
we'll see what happens with the Commander secondary, but I think Mike Evans might feast. And Baker, who had a good year last year, seems to be comfortable in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to put up a bunch of points.
I got an L. I think I predicted this a few weeks ago as well. So I just think it's a tough out. It's a tough ask for a rookie quarterback on the road to go down to Tampa, who was a playoff team.
Mm.
And I would love to see the records of number one overall picks and number two overall pick quarterbacks in their opener, especially on the road.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Well, I gave you the number one.
You gave me the ones.
I don't know.
Bet you the number
twos
is probably pretty similar.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
So I got a loss. I know what you have.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. Anything can happen. But if I'm going to put my Bozak on a line, I am going to take my boys. Because you're going to love this. They're the Bucks.
I knew that was coming.
The Bucks were in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, I mean,
those Bucks?
They got one trophy. We got three trophies.
They've got two.
They have two.
John Gruden won one. Got Tom Brady.
Oh, that's right. Brady stole one. That's not really.
Yeah,
that's
stole
a Brady.
One.
That's a Brady. That's still a Brady. That's not a Bucks thing. That's a Brady thing.
You walk into the Bucks complex. Right. They got two Lombardis.
All right. This is the. Okay, that's right. I forgot about the Brady one. But that was a weird one.
Still counts.
No,
it doesn't so
really
far back.
It doesn't really count for the Bucks. That was just like Brady came
it
in there.
It doesn't count for the Bucks.
You know
how
why?
Does it not count for
because
the Bucks?
Because he just kept like a. It was like he an played. Alien came out of the sky. And just gave them a dub. Like, there's no chance they don't win it without Brady.
They didn't earn it.
They didn't earn it. They just, okay.
This might
Brady.
Be the weirdest take of the week. All maybe right. of the month.
They don't. That doesn't go to, like, their franchise history. Like, we're a heritage franchise.
I guarantee you.
I will always.
The Glazers walk around.
Yeah.
They walk around with two big, fat Super Bowl rings.
And you know,
okay. Two of them.
You know what the Bucks didn't do?
Yeah.
They didn't change their name. You keep talking about the heritage. That was, that was a whole new team.
All right. There's some truth to that. I don't have a response to that. Yeah. But I'm just going to say I'll always pick us over the Bucks.
I don't see a scenario. Add them to the mix.
I don't see a scenario where I would pick the
Buccaneers. How many Lombardis did the Commanders have?
Yeah. You know, when I grew up, the Buccaneers were the team that kind of made famous putting a bag over your head. So,
yeah, of course. Okay. So they were an expansion team, like in the
They were like the winless Bucks. I'll never, ever pick the Bucks.
I thought it was the Saints.
Saints too.
A lot of Saints fans with bags of their heads too.
Like when John McKay, look it up. When John McKay was the head coach of the Bucks, they were wearing bags over their heads. They were going like 0-14 or whatever.
Most teams that start anew, that start fresh, they're hurting.
Okay, they're still the Bucks to me.
They've been around for 50
years. I'm taking my boys. That's my rationale.
Just because they're the Bucks. Because
they're the Bucks.
They're the Bucks.
Yep.
I do like
And
I
Bucks
do like
fans
this bit.
Say that they're just the Manders.
Yeah. It's not a bit. It's not a bit.
All right, so one win, three losses.
Yes. Yeah.
It's almost like you're an expansion franchise.
Because
the Commanders.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah. That's true.
New coach, new
owner.
New quarterback.
I call them the Commanders like 20% of the time.
All right, week two.
All right.
I have them at home beating the Giants.
I
disrespect the Giants and Daniel Jones. I think Malik Nabers is going to be a stud, but he's not going to be enough. The Commanders get to 1-1. They win the home opener.
I like the Commanders to get the win at the home opener against the Giants because I just think the Giants, all right, they might be a little bit better than last year, but I think they're still going to struggle.
Right.
And Barkley gone. He gone.
Mm-hmm.
You
scared
I'm just,
of Motor Singletary?
Nope. And I'm just not a big fan of DJ. But and then that Giants fan who called us a few weeks ago, he pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
So now I root against him even more.
I agree. I do think that the slim down Brian Daboll looks a little bit like cakes.
Mm. They're dead man walking. They're bad. But I do like Neighbors. But I'm picking my boys.
You got him off to a 2-0 start.
2-0,
baby. Oh, that would be fun.
Just like last year.
That would
2-0
be fun.
Doesn't really mean anything, but yeah, I got him. 2-0. All right, 2-0, baby.
I'm going to guess we're unanimous on week three. I have them losing on a road trip to Cincy. I mean, Cincy's one of the AFC favorites, despite Jamar Chase still sitting out. I don't know what,
he'll be
I don't
in
know
that
what
game.
The Bengals are doing.
The only way he's not in that game is if he's hurt.
They're going to pay him eventually. Why not pay him and have him start game one? I don't understand what's happening there, but even with a reduced or no Jamar Chase, which I don't think is going to happen, Commanders take an L in Cincy.
Lurch?
Big fat.
That's an L.
And the Bengals ownership, a bunch of idiots to sign the guy.
Yeah.
I hate to keep agreeing, but I'll go loss.
So you have us 0-3? No, you have us winning.
Go 1-2.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, my instinct is they're the Bengals. That is my instinct.
I'm well aware.
Perennial loser franchise.
I think you're going to come up with the same rationale for the next opponent,
look,
too.
Perennial loser franchise. Very little to be proud of. But, I mean, they'll be heavy favorites. It's on the road. I'm conditioned to losing on national televised games. So, begrudgingly, I will give the nod to the Bengals. But not because they're the Bengals, more because it's a national televised game and we don't play well in those.
Not because they have Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, T. Higgins.
They're still the Bengals. They still got Cincinnati. They're still from Cincinnati.
Right, so hold on. So what do you have?
I have a lose.
Okay.
Loser.
All right. So I got them 1-2.
I have them 1-2 as well.
I have them 2-1.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cakes.
Next up at Arizona, I have the Commanders winning on the road to get to 2-2.
I think they lose on the road against Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. Mm. Big day for Marvin Harrison Jr. against Emmanuel Forbes.
I also have a loss. I just think that they can lull you to sleep out there in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It happened to Dallas last year. Dallas was much better than Arizona, but they went out there and... I think Kyler Murray will have a big game.
I can think of few franchises worse than the Arizona Cardinals. So
this is a real string for him, these three teams.
I mean, again, they have talent. I actually think Kyler is super talented. I don't see a scenario where I'd ever pick Arizona. I made my bones beating the Cardinals every year, twice a year. I would just beat the Cardinals.
I believe the last two, at least, they have no Lombardis. The Bengals.
Yeah, that's correct.
They have no Lombardis. Yeah. We got three.
Both teams have been to Super Bowls,
right.
Haven't won them.
Yeah, well, we've been to four or five of them.
They are long-time losers.
They've got
Losers. Yeah. I'll never, ever, ever pick Arizona against my
Their boys. Numbers of making the playoffs, you know, is very similar to Washington's last 20 years.
Yeah, that was a different era. That was like a blip.
I'm just saying, they've made
the
playoffs.
That was the Snyder blip.
Five times in the last, since 1999. That's equal to Washington, isn't it?
Go ahead, Kate.
All right, so I've got
them 1-3.
I got them at 2-2.
I got them 3-1, scorching hot, and whatever dumb quarter bet Jason has, me winning, scooping
Week
the pot.
Week 5, the Commanders host the Cleveland Browns. I've got the Commanders winning this game. I have no faith whatsoever in Deshaun Watson. I know they have a tough top 5 defense. Maybe they turn to Jameis Winston by Week 5.
Here's the question.
And he provides a spark.
Is Nick Chubb back for that game?
No. I'm going to say Nick Chubb not back till mid-season. Week 8? But okay. Jerome Ford at running back is capable. He's actually a pretty good player. But I still think the Commanders come out on top at home. I have them winning, improving to 3-2 through 5 weeks.
Yeah, I'll get them to 2-3 with the dub here.
Yeah, I mean, again, Cleveland, right. Loser franchise. There's nobody offensively that scares me. They have the defensive donk that I'm scared of, but I'm not.
Garrett.
Yeah, I'm not scared of anybody on
offense. Defensive donk.
Right, he's a donk. But
by
he's
the way,
scared
if you lose
he's
that game with the Ravens on the road next, you got to get that W.
They're not losing the Browns.
I've got to win.
They're trifling.
I've got them 2-3 heading to Baltimore. No, Baltimore coming here, right?
No, it's at Baltimore.
Baltimore. Okay.
You got them at 4-1. This town would be on fire.
I mean. We're playing terrible franchises. Of course we're going to be 4-1. Let's go to Eric in Orange. Eric, what's up, buddy?
Buenos dias, boys. EB, I love you, man, but I just...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There is no tradition. When you do, they're the Lions, they're the Bengals. You're the what? You've had five names. The Redskins have had five different team names.
That's out of my control. There's nothing I could do about that. That's out of my control.
I know, but you can't preach tradition. One of your Super Bowls came in a strike-shortened season.
You can't take that away.
Kicker, yeah, you can. No, yes, you can. The kicker was MVP of the league the year you won the Super Bowl.
Right. That's how great he was.
It's not even a real season.
That's how great he was. That's how great he was.
Don't sleep on Mark Mosley.
He was awesome.
Mark Mosley.
That's how poopy the league was. It's not how good the kicker was.
No, he was unbelievable that year.
It was a beast. Go ahead. Next.
He was. I know my history. Mark Mosley won literally like 8 out of your 9 games on his foot on the last kick of the game.
Right.
However, that means that the league sucks and your team sucks if the kicker's the best player.
Hey, right. Kickers are people too, my friend. Right. Don't be disparaging
yes, they are, but
kickers.
You can't poo on Tom Brady's Buccaneers Super Bowl.
I'm just crediting Brady. He blessed Tampa.
It had nothing to do with the team.
Yeah, he blessed Tampa with the Super Bowl.
They had a monster squad for 3 years, and
He put him over the top.
I'm just defending other teams because you have no tradition. You can't talk about it anymore.
I got three trophies.
You don't even have your name. Your Super Bowls don't count because the kicker was MVP, strike shortened year, 3 different QBs. There's nothing.
What do you mean? That's a testament to the greatness of Joe Gibbs.
We didn't need
a god quarterback to win our Super Bowls. We were a full team.
One of the years, the whole league was so bad that a kicker was MVP. That Super Bowl literally does not count.
It's too late now.
20 for 21 that year.
Kind of a good zing though.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. We got to come back.
Missed only one field goal.
Where are we through? We're through.
We got to go
five.
To Baltimore.
We're through week five. We're going.
EB's 4-1 right now.
We're off to a hot start.
2-3.
I think Jason and I have 2-3. Cakes has 3-2. We'll continue to go through the schedule. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.